digress for a minute, but you know why you're all here. We're here. We're going to hear about the state of the cephalopod. So give him a hand. You can take a drink of water, and then we'll start.
Thank you so much. Is this too loud? Is it just right? Okay. Okay, so unfortunately, Neha couldn't join me here today, so I have to pretend to be Neha as well as myself. So we'll cherry pick a few things here and there and try to cover where we are from a variety of sources. Usually, when I do state of the cephalopod, I cover the more vendory IBM stuff, and Josh or Neha covers the community side, but I'll try to juggle both. Let's see how I do. Instead of looking at roadmap so much, we wanted to look at progress. So, no, this one is not. We had a few metrics that we shared at Cephalocon that are worth repeating. So these are the latest in terms of where we are after 20 years of Ceph. 1,400 contributors, 700,000 lines, more than 700,000 of code change, and 156,000 commits. So the community has been going really well. And as a Linux Foundation project, we also have the LF stats. Let's see if I can zoom in a little bit more. Wow, the contrast on the screen is really not doing good service. But well, they're up and up and to the right, if you can see them. 10,300 stars, 140,000 commits.
Go full screen. Can we put a presentation mode?
Yeah. I'm sorry? That's not letting me do. That is not letting me do. Let me see. That's a little bit better. But it's really the contrast that's the problem, because the line is really, but you can kind of see it. Not a lot of data there. It's really a line. So apparently we're very predictable. And this is the community telemetry. Since it started a few years ago, now it's been already 5 years. Wow. So we're approaching 2 exabytes when Neha made this chart. Also looking great, but this is a massive underestimate. These are the clusters that sign up to report their existence to the community server. There is a heck of a lot more Ceph out there, and I'll give you some numbers that I do internally for IBM that I always promise to release and never get around to. And obviously, we have been doing great in terms of releases. We keep the pace. There has been a little bit of pain and suffering in the upstream lab as we moved it from the Red Hat data center to the IBM data center. Actually, the move is not done yet, but a lot of people are suffering through that. So thanks, thanks to those doing that. Hopefully, the critical infrastructure has come back online in the IBM lab already, but there is still quite a bit of work to do there. Unfortunately, despite being the same company, we couldn't just leave our lab at Red Hat. They told us to move it. So I guess it's a good opportunity to clean up house and throw away the old servers and put in new switches and stuff like that. These were the metrics that Josh, Neha and Dan showed at Cephalocon. I wanted to show you okay. So this is much bigger presentation that I usually do internally at IBM to show where we think the market is going. You don't need all of this crap, to be honest, but I have one caveat that I'll say that it's an IBM analysis, so it's a belt and suspenders analysis. Usually, when you make a guess, a market estimate, you say, here is the pessimistic estimate, here is the WAG, wild something guess, and then you take the midpoint between the two as something reasonable. When you do an estimate for IBM, you use a conservative estimate, a more conservative estimate, and an even more conservative estimate, and you take the midpoint between the three. So that is to say that this is the 2025 estimate there in the corner. It was March of 2025 when I made this. It was between 6.9 and 7.8 exabytes. And this is using three conservative estimate methods. If we were using Gartner or IDC or any kind of aggressive analyst method, we would be talking about 20 exabytes. So,